This devotional reading comes from Jerome Zanchius, an Italian pastor from the late 1500s. It is from a book called The Doctrine of Absolute Predestination, and it's based on Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Now, without a due sense of predestination, we shall lack the surest and most powerful inducement to patience, resignation, and dependence on God under every spiritual and temporal affliction. How sweet must be the following considerations to a distressed believer. There most certainly exists an almighty, all-wise, and infinitely gracious God. He has given me in times past, and is giving me at present, if I had eyes but to see it, many signal intimations of his love to me, both in a way of providence and grace. This love of his is immutable. He never repents of it, nor withdraws it. Whatever comes to pass in time is the result of his will from everlasting. Consequently, my afflictions were a part of his original plan, are all ordered in number, weight, and measure. The very hairs of my head, every one, are counted by him, nor can a single hair fall to the ground but in consequence of his determination. Hence, my distresses are not the result of chance, accident, or a fortuitous combination of circumstances, but my distresses are the providential accomplishment of God's purpose, and my distresses are designed to answer some wise and gracious ends. And my affliction shall not continue a moment longer than God sees fit. He who brought me to it has promised to support me under it and carry me through it. All shall most assuredly work together for his glory and my good. Therefore, the cup which my heavenly Father has given me to drink, shall I not drink it? Yes, I will, in the strength he imparts, even rejoice in tribulation, using the means of possible redress which he hath or may hereafter put into my hands. I will commit myself and the event to him, whose purpose cannot be overthrown, whose plan cannot be disconcerted, and who, whether I am resigned or not, will still go on to work all things after the counsel of his own will. Above all, when the suffering Christian takes his election into the account, and knows that he was by an eternal and immutable act of God appointed to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, that, of course, he hath a city prepared for him above, a building of God, a house not made with hands, but eternal in the heavens, and that the heaviest sufferings of the present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in the saints. What adversity can possibly befall us, which the assured hope of blessings like these will not infinitely overbalance? However keenly afflictions might wound us in their first access, yet under the impression of such animating views, we should quickly come to ourselves again, and the arrows of tribulation would in great measure lose their sharpness. Christians lack nothing but absolute resignation to render them perfectly happy in every possible circumstance. And absolute resignation can only flow from an absolute belief of and an absolute acquiescence in God's absolute providence, founded on absolute predestination.